One, two, three, four. It's Christmas time, and baby, please don't come home, not even if you want to, because for you I've got no Christmas cheer. It's Christmas time, and baby, please don't come home, not even if you want to, not after what happened last year. Yeah, I know, you're already thinking to yourself, wait, what do you mean, Dave? What happened last year? Well, I'm so glad you asked, Karen. Why don't I just refresh your memory? It was Christmas Eve, and all our friends and family came over to the house. And yes, Karen, I know it wasn't my house. I don't own a house, Karen. And I guess that makes me not a real person or something, right? Anyway. So the doorbell rings, and guess who it is? It's Karen, everybody's favorite. Only it's not just you at the door. There's some guy with you, too. Some guy in a dumb sweater. And you walk in, and you're all like, Merry Christmas, everybody! I'd like everyone to meet my boyfriend, Don! And naturally, I can't help but think to myself, well, that's strange. I thought I was Karen's boyfriend. Who the hell is Don? And so then I just decided to, you know, go ahead and say it out loud. I said, well, that's strange. I thought I was Karen's boyfriend. Who the hell is Don? And then, of course, you just laughed your adorable little laugh that you let out whenever you're trying to smooth over some trouble. And you say, ha ha, Dave, you're so funny. Don, Dave's just kidding. Aren't you, Dave? Well, guess what, Karen? I wasn't kidding. And that's when you say to me, Dave, I think you might need a timeout, like I was some kind of child. Well, I'm not a child, Karen, but I took a timeout anyway, but only because I felt like it. And you said, Dave, you're the best friend a girl could have. And then I said, but I love you, Karen. And then you said, I love you too, Dave, just not in that way. I know. And you know, Karen, even though I'm pretty much the manliest guy I know, I'm not made of stone. So right then and there, I couldn't help but burst into tears. And what do you do when the floodgates open? You just offer me a tissue like Michael Douglas in the hit movie Wall Street after he punches Charlie Sheen right in the nose. Well, I'll tell you what, Karen, you might as well have punched me right in the nose because you had already stepped on my heart. Go ahead, Karen, punch me in the nose. See what I care. Because, Karen, you broke my heart. Karen, you broke my heart. It's Christmas time, and baby, please don't come home, not even if you want to, because for you I've got no Christmas cheer. It's Christmas time, and baby, please don't come home, unless, of course, maybe you kind of feel like it. Because, Karen, I still love you. I still love you. I still love you. Thank you, good night. God give you a little bit.